Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us this day as we look at the joy of receiving God's blessings from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For who sees anything different in you? What did you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? The word of God. Anybody guess what that noise is? What? Cell phone. I hadn't even considered that, but yeah, I guess so, huh? That's an imitation of the sound I used to hear growing up. And it was that little Jeep thing that mail carriers drove. Remember little Jeeps? And growing up, they would come and drive up to your mailbox and put the mail in and leave packages beside your mailbox. They don't do that here in the city. In the city, mail carriers get to be sneaky. They walk around and walk up on your porch unseen, unheard, and stuff in your box. I don't like that. I like to hear that noise. I like to hear the noise that told me the mailman was coming or the mail carrier. And why? Because I love to run out to the mailbox. I love to open that box and pull out those letters or packages. Why? Because there might be something in there for me. And believe it or not, I haven't gotten over that. No, Pastor, the mail isn't here yet. Or I get home in the early evening. Good evening, family. What came in the mail? Who doesn't like to receive? You know, I'm not expecting anything in the mail except for bills, but I still like the possibility that there might be something that comes in the mail, a little treasure. Today we take a look at the joy of receiving God's blessings. And again, who doesn't like to receive? We're blessed in that we have a God who takes great joy in giving. But here we have to be careful. God's treasures, God's blessings, are for all people. He desires to load your arms up with them, to stack them so full. These blessings are of such a nature that even if you give all that you have in your arms away, your arms will still be full of His blessings. You can't give them all away. It's impossible. But God's blessings refer to spiritual blessings. Often we make God into something more crass. He gives us the blessing of a car, of a refrigerator, of whatever item that you can speak of. And what God's blessings really are things like the forgiveness of our sins, which cost the blood of Jesus Christ, God Himself going to a cross and dying and rising again, that we might have forgiveness, that we might have, again, peace with God, be one with Him as His children, and He as our Father. The gift of eternal life, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of contentment, even in the lack of those material things, we can have joy and peace and contentment. Look back at that verse, verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 4. What do you have that you did not receive? Now here, Paul is talking about all things, both material things as well as God's blessings. What do you have that you have not received? All good things come from God. All good things are God's. He entrusts them for a while we're on this earth to be managers, stewards over them. But there's an old saying, you came into this world naked, and you will leave the same way. You brought nothing with you, you take nothing out with you. Except when your arms are full of the blessings of God, they do go with you because they are God's blessings. So Paul asks again, what do you have that you didn't receive? The answer there is obvious. Nothing. There's nothing that we haven't received. You say, well, no, I earned what I have. I worked hard for it. I should have what I have. Should you? Was it your choice to have those parents? Or was that God's doing? Was it your choice to be born in this country? Or was that God's doing? Was it your choice to be born not in poverty? Or born not to work hard, viciously hard your whole life, to die young, to die in poverty, to die of disease? Was not that a gift of God? So many things that we don't think of as being from God, yet they are. No matter what we have done or what we think we have earned, they are gifts from God. Paul asks a follow-up question. If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Now what Paul is not talking about, because nobody boasts about a gift they didn't get, do they? Ha ha, I didn't win that. Ha ha, I didn't receive that. But that's not what Paul is talking about. Paul is saying you can't boast about a gift that you received, because you received a gift of love, a gift that was given to you because the giver wants to give it. It is not earned, it's not a prize, it's not a wage, it's a gift. You have no claim to it, you have no right to it, but the giver gives freely. And what was the gift that God gives besides the material blessings? Once again, because all of those spiritual blessings, the cross, his very self to death and resurrection, those all come from God. Those are all laid in our arms. The problem we often have is we fill our hands with stuff for God. We fill our hands with our desires for things, material things that we want, that we think we should have, perhaps we think we should earn, we have earned. We fill our hands with our own self-righteousness. Look, God, what I did for you, don't I deserve to receive from you? And when we fill our own arms with stuff that we try to make, there's no room in our arms for what God gives as gifts and gives freely. There's nowhere to put them. What's the posture of prayer? Somebody know? Now, if you're in my Bible class, don't answer this because I already told you. Well, what's the posture of prayer in Scripture? Is it on your knees, hands folded and heads bowed? No. That's a posture of penance. And if not on your knees, to lay flat on your stomach before God, confessing your sins and awaiting God to pronounce either mercy or judgment. And because of Christ, he pronounced forgiveness and mercy. The posture of prayer in Scripture is this: your hands outstretched, your palms up, raised. Why? To receive. Those hands need to be empty. We are receivers of all things from God, from the start of life to eternal life, from the smallest material thing to the greatest spiritual gift of all, forgiveness and salvation. And we receive gifts that we may give as freely and as lovingly as we have received. That gift of the gospel, that gift of righteousness, that gift of salvation that we receive so freely from God, so much from God because of his love, is one that we can keep on giving and giving and giving and never give away. I mean, never give it completely away from ourselves. But even material things are that way too. Yes, you might win a car, and then God says, it's not for you. It's for, and he designates. Should you be sad that that gift wasn't for you? Should you bemoan that fact, or should you rejoice that God has given you an opportunity to give as he has given, to love as you've been loved, to bless as you've been blessed? Today we celebrate the joy of receiving God's blessings, true gifts, all things, life, home, family, but especially eternal life. Gift freely given, gifts that we may freely give. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.